Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
And here we go. The final hour of the radio program starts right now. It is the Rob Brown Show. And it's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you, Rob Brown. My guy Ben filling in for the great one, Lonzo, this week, today and tomorrow, because we are out on Thursday for Thanksgiving. We are out on Friday because we will all be recovering from the absolute gut we're going to grow on Thursday. And then programming note, the first week in December, the 2nd through the 6th, full week. The second week in December, the 9th through the 13th, full week. The third week in December, the 16th through the 20th, full week. But those next 2 weeks, a little funky, little groovy. We are in on Monday the 23rd. We are out on the 24th and 25th. We are back on the 26th and the 20th. No, excuse me. We are out on the 26th and 27th. So we will work Monday the 23rd. Then we are off from Christmas Eve through the end of that week. We will return on Monday, December 30th. We will be off New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And then January 2nd, we make our glorious return to the airwaves. And it is college football championship season. We will be at the end of the National Football League regular season schedule, and we'll dive into the NFL playoffs, and it is full steam ahead into the year 2025. So there's your programming schedule for the remainder of this year and into next. Also want to let you know that I am looking for more participation on the Ray Memorial Talk Hotline. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. I want you to put it on all of your digital devices right this very second. Then once you do, I want you to go into the Audacy app. I want you to go find the Fan Upstate. I want you to heart the Fan Upstate page. And once you do, it'll take you to that page. On that page, you're going to find two buttons. One of those buttons says Listen Live. You click that, you are going to listen live to the Fan Upstate 24/7, 365, anywhere you've got a connection and a speaker. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to click the little button to the right of the Listen Live banner. When you do, it is going to give you the opportunity to submit an up to 60-second voice message. I would like you to do that. I'd like you to do that at some point today. And I'd like you to do that at some point today because on tomorrow's show, it's rivalry day. It's all we're talking about tomorrow. We may take a brief glimpse into the NFL schedule for the weekend. We may take a quick gander over at the National Basketball Association. We may take a look into some other sports. But see, tomorrow's Friday. I mean, it's Wednesday, but tomorrow is Friday. And it is Friday of rivalry week in college football. So do you know what I would like to do tomorrow? What I would like to do tomorrow is have all of you talking rivalry games with us. I would like your thoughts on South Carolina and Clemson. I would like your thoughts on the Iron Bowl. I would like your thoughts on Florida State. I would like your thoughts on every college football rivalry game. But I don't want your X's and your O's. I don't want your Jimmies and your Joes. I don't want you in here going, well, Rob, you know, I really think South Carolina can win the football game if we can find a way to win the battle in the A and B gap. That's all well and good, all right? Those are great takes. And I want those takes 99% of the days out of the year, but not this one, not this one. You want to know what I want tomorrow? I want hate. I want hate. I want absolute, unbridled, top to bottom, start to finish hate. And that's what the Ray Memorial Bleep Talk Hotline is in place for. Okay? So, over the next 24 hours, I would like for all of you to go to the Odyssey app. I would like you to go to the Fan Upstate page. I'd like you to find the little circle button with the microphone in it. And I would like you to take advantage of the 60 seconds of voice message time. I would like you to drop us a line and tell us why those goobers from the other part of the state suck. I want you to tell me why you hate them. Not that you hate them. I know that you hate them. I know that you hate them. I want you to tell me why you hate them. I want you to tell me everything that's wrong with those losers. I want you to tell me about how they mamas smell bad. I want you to tell me about how they dogs don't play fetch. I want you to tell me how their food is bad, how their drinks are weak. I want you to tell me that their stadium is a glorified cow field. I want you to tell me that you believe that their city is the butthole of South Carolina. The Ray Memorial Talk Hotline is open. Go to the Odyssey app, go to the Fan Upstate page, click on the little circular microphone button, and drop us a 60-second voice message letting us know why you hate the rival. Because tomorrow, I'll tell you what I'd like to do. Tomorrow, I would like to come in bright and early. I would like to open the Ray Memorial Bleep Talk Hotline page. I would like to open it and see dozens and dozens of voice notes from Clemson fans telling me why they hate the Gamecocks. From Gamecock fans dropping verbal elbows on the Tigers. I'd like to hear from Alabama fans talking about how Opelika should be wiped off the map. I'd like to hear from Auburn fans telling me how them sister kissers down in Tuscaloosa don't deserve the time of day. I'd like to hear from all of you telling me why rivalry week is a, 'cause here's the thing. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen tomorrow on radio stations and radio shows around the country. All right? It happens every year. You get two conversations. Conversation number one, what's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? All right. All right. Like, sure. It's a good, all right, it's a good conversation. And the other conversation you're going to get is, tell me what you're thankful for in sports. Tell me what you're thankful for. Oh, I'm so thankful because, you know, I got to watch the Braves games with my son. You know, I'm so thankful because I got to take my dad to go see the Eagles play this year. Oh, I'm so thankful that, you know, grandma Grandma got to go to another college football game, and I was there for it. And that's all feel-good stuff. And you know me. I'm here for some feel-good. I'm here for some warm fuzzies. I'm here for the positivity. You know that.
I like football!
I like football. I'm here for it. But I think those people are missing something. I think those people are missing the fact that unless they have to work on Thursday, unless they have to work on Friday, tomorrow is the Friday of rivalry day. Tomorrow is the Friday of rivalry week. Tomorrow, especially for those of you in the Armada, for you crossover Tolos of Wire to Wire, tomorrow is the last day that you can utilize these here airwaves to send a message to the folks that wear those other colors. Tomorrow's your last chance. Tomorrow's the day. So here's what I'm going to do. I am going to open up the Ray Memorial Talk Hotline. It is open on the Odyssey app. AUDACY, download the Odyssey app, go to the Fan Upstate page, click the little circular microphone button, drop that 60-second voice note. Don't tell me what you're thankful for. Tell me how you hate the bad guys, all right? Tell me how you hate the bad guys. Because what I'd like to do is come in here tomorrow, spend a few minutes recording, editing, cleaning up all you heathens and your dirty, nasty language about them bad guys. And I would like to play them tomorrow. I would like to play them over and over and over. I would like to play them to just let y'all hear what passionate college football sounds like. That's what I want. I want an Armada takeover tomorrow, and I just want it 100% on the Ray Memorial Talk Hotline. So go to the Odyssey app, AUDACY, put it on all your digital devices, go to the Fan Upstate page, click that circular button with the microphone in it, and drop me that 60-second voice note about how much and why you hate the Cox, how much and why you hate the Tigers, or whoever else it is that you hate. And by the way, didn't have to be college football. It's rivalry everything. I am rivalries right now. I am rivals right now with gender reveal parties. They can catch that smoke. They can catch that smoke. We don't care, okay? And I'm tired of having to pretend like we do. I specifically and especially don't care when you put these things during the 10 minutes a week that I'm actually off from my works, multiple, all of them. I don't care about that. I am rivals with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets right now. I might spend some time dunking on them tomorrow. So when I say bring your rivalry hatred onto the Ray Memorial Talk Hotline, I want it to be about your college football team, but it can be about anything that you consider a rival of yours right now. Use it. It's there for you. I would like an Armada takeover on the show tomorrow. That is just you guys hating on stuff that deserves to be hated on. Let's run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute, we'll do the audio blitz. I got some audio I want to play for you, and we will react to it on the way out the door. Your calls are welcome. 844-FANFONE, 844-326-3663, and more. All coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Rob Brown Show carries on. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Real quick, I want to talk. We were going to do the audio, but that was kind of the audio blitz. Player attitudes. You know, I think that there is an art to managing player attitude. One of the things that I've noticed over the years is that the attitude of players that are playing sports at a young level, talking AAU ball, I'm talking local ball, I'm talking high school ball, young players emulate older players, professional players. And the more that we see professional players act in a certain way on the field, the more these young players emulate that. You see the number of players in years gone by that were doing the gunshot celebration. And then, you know, we had spots where South Carolina in a big game is giving away 15 yarders in spots they don't have 15 yards to give away because of that. But I maintain my argument that it is not the responsibility of requirement of professional players to act any kind of way. It is not their job to be role models. It is the job of parents and coaches of young players to educate and enlighten and to prevent those players from acting in a way that is detrimental to their selves, to their teams, to their games, to their careers, etc., etc. But one of the things that I find hilarious is when coaches, game managers, etc., just clearly refuse to get it. I'm going to play a little bit of audio here. I got two clips from Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers is, of course, the former LSU wide receiver turned New York football giant. Now, the New York Giants are, and this is true, I have done the research, bad at football. They're not a very good football team. They got blown out this past weekend by the Buccaneers. They're one of just three teams that have lost to the Carolina Panthers so far this year. They did so over in Munich, Germany a couple of weeks ago. This is a bad football team. It's a poorly coached football team are the New York Giants. Brian Daboll is the head coach of the New York Giants, at least for the remainder, maybe for the remainder of this year. We'll find out. Anyway, Malik Nabers plays for that football team, and that team is struggling right now. After they got blown out, Malik Nabers, who was not targeted until the team was down 30 points this past weekend, Malik Nabers was in the locker room, and he was struggling. The team is struggling. He was asked why the team is struggling.
It ain't the quarterback. Same outcome when we had DJ at quarterback. I mean, take a look. It ain't the quarterback.
So what do you think?
What is it?
I don't know what it is.
Is it the play?
Everybody know better than me.
Is it the play call?
We'll take three more.
I don't know what it is. I know I'm tired of losing.
I don't know why we're struggling. I don't know why we're struggling. I don't know what it is. It's not the quarterback. He pointed out the fact that the Giants were rolling with Danny Dimes. They couldn't get it done. They benched Danny Dimes. They're willing to release him or trade him if anybody wants him. But he said, it's not Danny Dimes. We switched quarterbacks. They went with Tommy DeVito. Hey, this weekend, and it didn't
go any better at all. It's not exactly like they upgraded the quarterback, but Malik's like, look, dude, it ain't the quarterback. We're just struggling. We're just not good, but I'm tired of losing. Malik was also asked, hey, what's up with you, not getting to catch the football?
Go out there first, second quarter, don't get the ball, start getting targets at the end. I mean, can't do nothing. Start getting the ball when it's 30-0. What do you want me to do?
Why in the first half are they not looking at you?
I don't know. Talk to Dave about that. Talk to Dave.
Did you say something to the coaches at halftime?
I mean, they know. They come up to me, ask me what plays I want. That was that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Why aren't they targeting you? I don't know. Talk to Dabes about that. You know you're in trouble. You know you're in trouble when your team is referring to their head coach as Dabes. You know you're in trouble when you got a player like Malik Nabers calling your head coach not by his last name, but by a shortened version of his last name. I do have a rivalry thing to complain about, though. I do have a rivalry thing. People who smack their chewing gum. I need somebody to drop a note on the Ray Memorial Bleep Talk hotline about people who smack their gum. That little that you heard was Malik Nabers smacking the bleep out of his gum into the camera like it owed him money. Unbelievable. Malik, stop. Chewing gum, fine. I chew gum all the time. Big gum guy. I'm fine with chewing gum. Chew your gum. But like, for the love of God, close your mouth. Please, I'm begging you. There was one guy I used to work with in radio years ago when I was down in Florida. When I worked for the little mom and pop station, we had a little bitty studio. All right. Little bitty office space. And so everybody had to double up in offices. Right. So everybody was doubled up. And I was working with a guy who was a full time producer on the station. And this dude not only was always smacking gum, this dude, when I say smacked gum, I mean smacked gum. And he would do it all day. And if you said, hey, man, could you stop smacking the gum? He'd go, yeah, my bad. And he'd stop for about 9 seconds and he'd go right back to it. I've never wanted to hit somebody so much in my life. Stop smacking your gum. Anyway, Malik popped off specifically because the team is losing and he's tired of losing. Direct quote. And he popped off because the team is losing and he's not getting the ball. He's not getting targets to try to impact the game. Now, it is hilarious that he was asked about being tired of losing. And it's hilarious that he was asked about getting targets. Because not terribly long ago, the New York Football Giants put out some film of Malik Nabers' pre-draft interview with Dabes, Brian Daboll, head coach of the Giants. I would like you, ladies and gentlemen of the Rob Brown Show, Armada, I would like you to listen very, very closely to the two things that Brian Daboll asked of Malik Nabers.
How do you handle losing? Be straight.
Not at all. I really hate it. I hate losing more than I love winning.
Okay, and then how do you handle not being involved early in the game?
How do I handle it?
Yeah.
I handle it pretty tough, especially, during the week.
That's what I'm looking for.
Been in the offense, in the week, putting in the work with the one offense, getting a lot of plays, known to be called for me. So if I'm not in those plays and not getting the ball, I'm pretty hard on it.
I don't mind that. I want guys that want to get the ball, and I want guys that hate losing, but you got to learn how to harness that a little bit.
Right.
I don't mind a competitive juice, man. You need some dogs.
Right.
I want guys that want the ball.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you lose. I mean, I lose it too as a coach, but I got to learn how to harness that good.
Gotcha.
There's not much that I love more than the Giants being frustrated with Malik Nabers because Malik Nabers is frustrated that the team is losing and he's, quote, tired of losing. There's not much I love more than the Giants being frustrated that Malik is calling out Dabes and saying, ask Dabes, talk to Dabes about why it is I'm not getting targets until we're down 30 points in the hole to Tampa Bay. Go talk to Dabes. When Dabes specifically asked him in the lead up to the NFL draft, hey man, how do you handle losing? And he went, not great. I hate losing more than I love winning. How do you handle losing? Real bad, boss. Real, real bad. I'm not great at it. It kind of drives me up a wall. Hey, man, how do you handle not getting involved in the offense early? And he said, I'm frustrated by it. I'm out there. I'm working. I'm putting in practice time. I'm learning the offense. I'm working with the quarterback to make sure we're on the same page. So when we get out there on the gridiron between the stripes and it's time to play ball, if I'm not given the opportunity to play ball, I don't handle it very well. And in fairness, Dave said, yeah, you got to learn to keep that in check. You got to learn to channel that. You got to learn to keep that in check. You got to lie, hey, lie, I hate losing too. You got to keep that in check. And I respect that. But why are the Giants shocked that Malik Nabers is out there saying into a microphone, I'm tired of losing and I'm real mad because I'm not getting the ball until we're down 30? When he literally told you that. He literally said that to you. Literally said that to you. Like, those were the two things you asked him specifically about. And now you're upset about, he was honest. He tried to tell you. You asked him. He told you. This is like if you're asking somebody out and they go, just so you know, I'm the kind of person who's late all the time. I'm the kind of person who's late to everything. And then they're late to your first date. And you're like, oh, what a terrible person. They told you. You can't get mad at somebody for being a thing when they tell you that that's the thing they are. Right? You want me there at 9:30? Tell me the events at 9:15. I mean, it's my fault, but I'm putting the responsibility on you. Let's take a break. When we come back, my favorite angry sports talk radio show caller in a very long time. And that's not a short list. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. All right. Final segment of the day. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's the Fan Upstate. I am Rob. My guy Ben filling in for the great one, Alonzo, today. Alonzo will return when we return next Monday. We are here tomorrow with you. By the way, what did you say was the schedule for Furman basketball tonight, Ben? They start when now?
So they will start 11:30 Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
They are in Vegas with Seattle.
Mm-hmm. 11:30 tip? Furman versus the Seattle Redhawks with an 11:30 p.m. tip, which is only what? That's 11:30, 10:30. So that's 9:30 Vegas time.
Right.
Which is pretty standard for these holiday tournaments. There's a lot of these holiday tournaments taking place. I was up till bleep you o'clock last night watching the Maui Invitational. A lot of these tournaments have games all day long for the opening rounds, for the round robin rounds. When we get to the knockout, they'll be a little bit more reasonable. Furman versus Seattle, 11:30 p.m. tip, which is not fun for the man who's got to be back here tomorrow at 5:30 to do this show again. So
who's that?
That's fantastic.
Who's that?
Yeah. Yeah. Me. Love you, Dan Scott. Have a wonderful call tonight. I will not be listening to an 11:30 tip. Ben will be. He'll be sitting in that chair right there. You don't even have to get up. Just like lean back in the chair, take a nap. I'll be in at 4 the next morning and we'll just roll into it. By the time that game's over, you're going to have enough time to like walk down to the bathroom, pee, and then just start the show tomorrow morning. Yeah. Have a ball, bud. Have a ball. Texter said, Rob, I want to take some brass knucks to the mouth of people smacking gum and physically remove the gum. I genuinely understand. All right. Now, I will acknowledge that it's one of those things that most people don't recognize that they're doing it while they're doing it. Right. It's not a conscientious decision to smack your gum. You don't know that you're doing it. But man, when somebody points it out to you, please make it conscientious. Like if somebody says, stop smacking your gum, and you go, oh yeah, my bad. Don't go back to doing it 30 seconds later. For the love of the sanity of humanity, knock it off. Texter said, Rob, my wife is a terrible smacker. When we first got married, she threw a Pop-Tart at me after I commented on the horrendous, awful sound coming from her mouth. Chew with your mouth closed. Yeah, that is my wife is infuriated by the sound of chewing, right? And I'm talking the worst part of it is even if I'm eating something crispy, right? Like I'm eating a potato chip or whatever, you know, something that's crunchy, eating some peanuts or whatever. If I'm crunching a potato chip, even if I'm chewing with my mouth closed, she will say things to me that make me question whether I deserve being alive or not, right? Just oh, she gets after it. She can't stand it. So what she doesn't know, well, she does now. One of the big fights we've had, she is a gum smacker. She loves chewing gum. And she's a gum smacker. And you better believe ever the first time I hear, I'm like, hey, babe, you're smacking your gum. Stop. You're driving me crazy. Stop. You're smacking your gum. Stop. And she goes, you should. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm doing this. Turnabout's fair play. Turnabout is fair play. Texter said, sadly, I lost my job yesterday, but the bright side is that I won't have to be around two obvious gum smackers anymore. Well, Texter, I am very sorry to hear that you're going through it. I know the struggle. Please know the Armada's got your back, all right? Nose to the grindstone. Get out there and get better off. We believe in you. And congratulations on ditching a pair of gum smackers from your life. Well done. All right, let's get to this. C.J. Stroud plays quarterback for the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans, they lost a game this weekend. Another game this weekend. The Texans went from a team that a lot of people were trying to convince you was not just a playoff team, but an AFC contender this year, to a 7-5 football team that has lost three out of the last four, including to a bad Jets team and to a bad Titans team. In this game, C.J. Stroud had himself an okay day, 20 of 33, 247, two touchdowns, also had two picks in this game. On top of that, the Houston Texans had a chance on a field goal kick from Kymie Fairbairn early in the game to knock through and tie this thing up. But Fairbairn sent it wide left. It didn't go great. Well, it led to what might be my favorite sports talk phone call in the past few months. And I'm going to keep it a buck with you. That list ain't short. That list ain't short. There's a lot of them. You know, there's not much I love more than finding somebody who is losing their ever-loving mind on the radio and making a bit out of it. Like this one. We're going to play a little game we like to call. Hold up. I'm going to play this clip. Anytime that we want to respond to anything in the clip, you just say, hold up, and I'll pause the clip, and we'll respond. Ladies and gentlemen, let's dive right in.
Nicole, appreciate your patience. Welcome in.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to air a couple of grievances that I have. And I'm going to establish that the NFL, the refs in Vegas are a cartel that manipulate all the games.
Hold up! A cartel, Nicole?
a cartel. Like a Pablo Escobar cartel is what you're telling me. Like a Sicario cartel. A cartel. Okay, Nicole, I am here to hear you out. She says she is going to establish that the NFL, the referees, and Las Vegas are a cartel impacting games. All right, Nicole, let's hear it.
As they wish. And I feel like some players, such as Kaimi, are subject to being paid off at will because they're so good. He's so good. I don't believe he intentionally loses his kicks.
Nicole, hold up. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Kaimi Fairbairn, who is a good kicker? Who is kicking at a 90-plus percent clip for the Texans this year? Real good kicker. He's getting paid off because he missed the field goal? Nicole, I don't know if you've ever tried to kick a field goal. It's already a challenging thing to do. And then you add on to kicking a field goal the fact that your long snapper has to get it just right, that your kicker has to get it just right. Laces out, Marino! And that your offensive line has to successfully block. And that there are anywhere from 7 to 11 dudes on the other side of that line of scrimmage that are trying to whoop your candy ass in that spot. It's not easy. So your belief here is that Kyrie Fairbairn must be getting paid off, and that's why he missed the kick, Nicole. Sometimes people just miss. Sometimes people just miss.
I think he's paid to do so. And potentially, to my next grievance, is that the play calling can also be subject to being subject to the cartel. And
hold up. The cartel!
That's all I had to say. I forgot his name, but he sucks. I don't know why he always calls that play where you throw to your left or your right and you have to catch up to the line of scrimmage. I don't know why he does that. It never works. And
okay, hold up. In fairness, I despise the bubble screen. Okay? I hate the bubble screen. The bubble screen works like 11% of the time. I hate the bubble screen so much, especially a poorly run bubble screen, and so many teams can run the bubble screen successfully. I'm not on board with the take that Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator, is getting a cash money payment from the NFL cartel. You know Roger Pablo Escobar Goodell? That guy is organizing a series of, what do we have, like a drop point in Houston outside of the facility where Roger leaves a big paper bag full of money, unmarked bills, directed to the offensive coordinator and the kicker? That's what we're talking about here, Nicole. In fairness, you do have a good point about the bubble screen, though.
Never freaking works, and he does it all the time. I feel like he's sabotaging us. He always has Mixon come to drive right into a pile of guys that, I mean, why is it?
Okay, hold up, Nicole. I love Nicole, for the record. Because Nicole, let me tell you why I love Nicole. Here's why I love Nicole. Nicole's clearly upset because this Texan team was expected to be an AFC contender, and right now they're not, all right? I don't know what they're going to morph into, if anything. Just right now, at 7-5, they're just not, okay? Not a bad team. They're not a front runner. And Nicole is so badly wounded by that that she is diving down deep into the psyche and coming up with anything she can to accept what's happening here. Could it just be that maybe the team's not as good as she thought it was? No. It must be the cartel. It must be a vast criminal enterprise that is out here paying off my kicker. There's no other reason my kicker would miss a field goal. Field goals are easy. Anybody can do it. But it must be some sort of organized pay structure from the top to the bottom, from the don down to the soldier, Kyrie Fairbairn,
to miss these kicks. From the dawn, Roger Goodell, eh? Hey, Roger, how you doing? From Roger Goodell, that goes all the way down to Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator. There's no other way that these guys would. Nicole, let me tell you something about football. I learned this a long time ago. She said, why do they keep running it into the spot where all the guys are? Nicole, all the guys are there because that's the spot. If you didn't run it there and you ran it somewhere else, all the guys would go over there. That's how defense works. If you run it here, all the guys come here because their job is to get the guy with the ball. If you look and you go, well, all those guys are there, let's run it over there, and then your guy runs it over there, all those guys that were there, they're not going to be over there where the guy with the ball is. Nicole? I do appreciate your passion.
So unorthodox to run out left or right. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a play caller. I'm just a girl. But
I'm just a girl in the world. I love you, Nicole.
Why doesn't he ever have a play go out to the left or the right?
Because if you did that, that's where they would go, Nicole.
I don't get it. He also could be subject to the cartel.
The cartel! Damn you, Roger Goodell, and your cartel!
Third grievance, poor CJ, you know, he may be smart enough to know that these things are happening.
But is he in their cartel, Nicole? Is CJ Stroud a capo?
Or he may be shot down because I believe he's just as good as the old golden boy, you know, Patrick.
What? Okay, so let me get this right. Your kicker is in the cartel. Your offensive coordinator is in the cartel. Your offensive coordinator being in the cartel means that he is out there calling really bad plays, but not your quarterback. There's no chance your quarterback's in the cartel. You know, your quarterback who ran out of the back of the end zone and gave away a safety? The man who Orlovsky'd this weekend? He's not in the cartel. He's too good to be in the cartel. You see how this starts to fall apart, Nicole?
And right now he's the golden boy. So and he's what we need to strive towards. So I'm not making excuses for the bad things we did today.
Man, Nicole, it sounds like you're making an excuse there. They're in a cartel.
Okay. But CJ is right up there with him. And you can tell that his confidence is being shot. And why is that?
Because your team's bad, Nicole.
Cartel doing that to him?
The cartel is doing it to CJ. They have taken a confidence hit out on CJ Stroud. We are going full mental Sopranos now. They have taken a hit out on the confidence of CJ Stroud. Damn the cartel!
I believe so, because I don't believe his own God-given talent is making him lose his confidence. You can see it in his face.
So Nicole, hang on, Nicole. Nicole, not to interrupt you. Let me just jump in. So if I'm understanding you correctly, all the things that were going wrong in the football game today really weren't going wrong. This is really just all part of a conspiracy for the cartel because there's gambling on this game.
This is cumulative. I'm actually thinking about 2 weeks back and further back. You know, 2 weeks ago, I believe Kaimi threw the game on Thursday night
football. Oh, through the game. The cartel, ladies and gentlemen.
The ball. And this is not just about today. This is about what I've been witnessing weeks on end. And the quote unquote, my statement of the cartel, they've been at it for many, many years. So they know just when a call is needed to throw a game, to push the momentum in one way or the other. So don't, you know, you're the professional, so I know, you can see when that is happening. And I can see when it's happening.
The cartel.
And in my heart, you know, the reason I'm so upset is because, let me not get emotional. My heart was in the Schaub days. Those were the best years that I witnessed. You know, I'm not old enough to go back to the Love You Blue Schaub era, you know.
Nicole, let me jump in because you are.
Okay, that's enough of Nicole. Nicole, I love you. Heart, hands, emoji, Taylor Swift style. I'm a gigantic fan of yours, Nicole. Please call every week forever and explain your most recent NFL conspiracy theory. I need all of them injected directly into my veins. My woman said here, there's an underground cartel making the call to take out CJ Stroud. It's confidence. Terrifying.
Hey, that's it for us. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back tomorrow to do it all over again, hopefully better. We'll see how it goes. Y'all have a rest of your day. Do not drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face, and we will see you back here tomorrow to do it all over but better on The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate. Later!
Personal file. He was giving them the business.